The MGM Theater of the Air. Our star this week, Edward Arnold. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Vice President of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, a noted writer of many Broadway musical hits, Mr. Howard Dietz.
Thank you. The full-hour play that you are about to hear on the MGM Theater of the Air is a comedy of love, politics, and careless justice entitled Stranger in Town. This was a Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture and is now one of the series of radio dramatizations which will be presented on this station weekly. Our in-person star is that lovable, widely popular Edward Arnold. In just a moment now, we will hear Mr. Arnold in Stranger in Town as presented by the MGM Theater of the Air. Comedy with an undercurrent of wisdom is our play. The MGM Theater of the Air presents Edward Arnold in person as Justice John Josephus Grant in Stranger in Town. There is the customary dignity of that impressive edifice, the United States Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. The long corridors command quiet. The heavy-hinged doors suggest power, tradition. Anything raucous within these revered halls seems out of place, but human nature cannot be subdued. For behind one of the engraved portals is a pair that may be described as an efficient, pert, young, beautiful girl and a persistent, even brash, newspaper reporter.
Miss Gilbert, you don't understand.
I think I do, Mr.
Jenkins of the Gazette. Your boss is news, Miss Gilbert.
Yes, he has been for a long time. Now, pardon me, please. I do have to finish this filing.
Now, after all, he's an associate justice of the Supreme Court of the United States.
Yes, that's right.
Where he goes on a vacation, what he does, how he spends his time, all that's news, Miss Gilbert. And all I want to know from you is...
Mr. Jenkins, a good secretary carries out orders, right?
Well,
Justice Grant has been very definite. This vacation of his is a strictly private matter. I don't even know where he's going myself.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
And if you don't believe that, ask Justice Grant himself.
What? Oh.
Ask Justice Grant what, Miss Gilbert?
Good afternoon, sir.
Well,
I was saying I don't know where you're going on your vacation, Justice Grant.
Yeah, that's quite true. Did those Hales and Tryon opinions come back from the printers?
No, not yet.
I may want to revise them, but I certainly don't want to wait around for them.
Justice Grant.
Yes, well?
We understand you declined to preside at the Danville investigation.
I did.
There's some speculation as to your reasons.
There needn't be. I've had a long, hard year, court's recess, and I'm going hunting. Miss Gilbert, pack this flashlight.
A columnist referred to you last week as the terrible-tempered Justice Grant. How do you feel about that, sir?
Flattered. This leather case goes in, too.
All right, sir.
Where are you going for your hunting, sir?
Where there are plenty of ducks and no reporters.
I see. When are you leaving?
The moment after you do.
I see. Well, thank you, sir, and have a good rest and good hunting.
Miss Gilbert.
Yes, sir.
You handed me a slip of paper this morning. Exactly what did it mean?
Well, I thought it was clear enough. It was my resignation.
Resignation? What sort of nonsense is this?
Justice Grant, I've been with you for 2 years. In that time, you've never once expressed satisfaction with my work.
If I had any criticism to make, you'd hear it.
I have heard it. Frequently.
Oh? Well, possibly. Perhaps the trouble is I've been waiting with dry feet.
Waiting.
Years in the stream of life, but not touched by it.
Oh.
Age is a dehydrating process, Miss Gilbert. A drying out of feeling for other people. What I need is a good fight. Only no one will fight with me anymore.
We all respect you too much, Justice Grant.
Yes, respect. Well, I'm tearing up this resignation. It's just a pack of nonsense.
Yes, sir.
And about those Hale Tryon opinions, when they come back from the printers, you might bring them down to me.
Of course. But then you'll have to tell
Crownport, me... Crownport, a town you never heard of. Crownport.
Hmm.
Yeah, you'll find it in the timetable.
Well, I'll wire you before I come down.
Good. And as far as that reporter is concerned, you still know nothing of my destination.
Except that it's a place where there are plenty of ducks and no reporters.
And far away from courtrooms, lawyers, investigations, and black robes, everything. But ducks, hundreds and hundreds of beautiful ducks. Ducks. Hundreds and hundreds of beautiful ducks. Easy, my beauties. Look over the decoys. Be curious. Closer now, closer.
Hey, you.
What's that?
Hey, hold on a minute, fella. Hold on a minute.
Why, you idiot, I've been waiting 3 hours for those mallards, and you ruin everything in 3 seconds.
I'm the game inspector, stranger.
Huh?
Let's see your license.
Well, there's nothing anywhere like the officiousness of small offers.
How's that?
Here's my license, dated yesterday in the state capitol.
Hmm. Yeah, just like I thought. This license ain't legal.
What?
Stranger in town, ain't you? Mister, this is Crownport, and you got to have a Crownport stamp on this license.
Well, I didn't know that. I'll get one tomorrow.
Well, now, that ain't going to do you any good today. I could haul you into court and have the judge slap a fine on you.
Oh?
But suppose I just sell you a stamp right here and save us both the trouble.
Oh, how much is a stamp?
$5. Of course, that's just for the stamp. I usually get a little something for doing folks a favor like this.
All right, come on.
Hey, where are you going?
It's a court to pay a fine.
Now, wait a minute. You don't understand. I'm giving you a break, brother.
You don't understand. I never pay twice, brother.
The law doesn't recognize good intentions, Mr. Adams.
But, Your Honor...
You're supposed to be a lawyer. You ought to know that.
My client...
Your client signed an agreement that if he missed a payment on plows he purchased, the company could take those plows back. Is that not correct?
I've been trying to make you see that...
Counselor, answer my question.
Oh. That young squirt's Bill Adams. He's a candidate for mayor.
He's an uncomfortable lawyer at the moment.
Judge Harkley's a tough customer, stranger. If you're smart, you'll keep away from him. There's still time. Save yourself a sight of dough and trouble.
Silence in the courtroom.
It's been a long time since I rubbed elbows with trouble.
Well, counselor?
My client signed an agreement, yes. But the court might grant a little indulgence.
The court will decide what the court will and will not grant, Mr. Adams.
Those plows are tools, Your Honor. My client's livelihood is a farm.
All right, counselor.
You're taking a man's livelihood away from
him. All right, counselor. Judgment against Thomas Cooney, farmer. Next case.
I reckon that shows Bill Adams.
Bill Adams, candidate for mayor.
Your Honor, Judge Harkley.
Seems he hasn't been shown.
Without those tools, my client is thrown out of his only means of earning a living. If you'll just
be... Mr. Adams, this is not an employment agency.
But you must understand.
It is a court of law, and you're mighty close to being found in contempt of it. Next case.
Crownport versus Joe Grant. Joe Grant, please take the stand.
Joe?
Your name, ain't it? On your license.
Yes, of course. Joe Grant.
You will direct yourself to the bench, sir.
Yes, Your Honor.
Shooting ducks without a Crownport permit. Guilty, are you?
I never got a chance to shoot.
You was going to.
Well, naturally, you idiot. I bought a state license.
Mr. Grant, we require a county license in Crownport. $100 or 30 days.
You see, could have saved yourself a pile of dough.
I assume this $100 will permit me to resume my hunting without further interference?
Your assumption is wrong. You still need a county stamp. And an officer enforcing the law is not interference, Mr. Grant. Pay the clerk outside. Next case.
Crownport versus famous Quentin Podwinkler.
Say, old-timer.
Go on.
Mr. Grant, isn't it?
Yes, Mr. Grant. A stranger in town.
Judge Harkley really gave you a welcome, didn't he? And the constable. How many minutes did it take before he tried to shake you down, anyway?
Where do you settle this matter?
Oh, right here, this counter.
Mm-hmm.
Henry, take care of this, will you? You know, Mr. Grant, it might be fun to bust up the constable's little racket. If you'd let me turn this into a test case, you know, be a guinea pig sort of, well,
Mr. Adams, isn't it?
Bill Adams.
Well, judging from your exhibition before the bench just now, I should be most reluctant to retain your legal counsel in any case, test or otherwise.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, my exhibition before the bench?
You went into that courtroom without a defense for your client.
Well, all he needed was 2 weeks' grace, and Hartley wouldn't give it to
him. Don't blame it on Hartley, young man. Pleading for understanding. You fight fire with fire,
well,
Mr. Adams.
Sure.
And you fight law with law. You own law books, I assume?
4 shelves of them.
Uh-huh. And did you consult them for this client?
Now, look, Mr. Grant,
in those books somewhere you'll find a paragraph that states in any transaction between a seller and a buyer there are laws governing the behavior of both parties. Fire with fire, Mr. Adams. Law with law. Don't try to be as smart as your opponents. The trick is to be smarter. Good day, Mr. Adams.
Lucy, when you bring Hale Tryon opinions, note, I am Joe Grant. Whatever in the... I am Joe Grant, duck hunter and retired lawyer, and no more. Want to keep it that way? See you at hotel, signed Grant. Well, if I can read between the lines, justice has bagged more than a flock of high-flying ducks. Question is, how much more? And what?
Been waiting for you, Judge Hartley.
I couldn't help myself, Jim. You were in court. You saw what happened.
I saw Bill Adams win his third case in 2 days.
Jim, you're the mayor of Crown Point.
Mayor Jim Connison. Now and after this election, Judge.
Yes, I know. The point is, you know you can't flout the public, Jim.
Not openly, you mean?
Not openly, and that courtroom was packed. Adam has his law in black and white in all 3 cases.
Well, that whippersnapper's making a name for himself at your expense.
Jim, I'm trying to explain.
Bill Adams, the poor man's friend, the people's champion.
I was required to enter judgment for his clients. His reference was right there. Motor Vehicle Laws 1919, Chapter 174, Section 52. It was correct in black and white, Jim.
All right, Judge.
There was nothing else I could do. I can give you and the boys a break when it's a question of interpretation, but not when the law is right there in black.
In black and white. Yes, I know. I see that. I'm not blaming you, Judge. But we've got to do something about our young friend, Mr. Adams.
Such as what, Jim?
Who's this old duffer he's been so thick with lately?
Joe Grant?
He's
a stranger in town. Come up for the duck hunting.
Think he's got anything to do with Adams getting smart all of a sudden?
No, I'd bet against it. He's a harmless old coot. You know the type, Jim.
Well, Adams is a known quantity at least. He grew up in Crown Port. That's something to build on. For instance... he's got a hair-trigger temper.
He's the easiest man to rile in the courtroom I ever saw.
And he carries that temper outside the courtroom. It's an open sesame into trouble for him.
You mean, get him mad?
And he'll tear down his fancy reputation before he knows it. He'll discredit himself and we can stop worrying about this election.
Yeah, it shouldn't be hard to make him mad, Jim.
Simplest thing in the world. We'll watch for an opening, that's all. Pass that word to the boys, will you, Judge? Watch for an opening or make one.
There's the hotel where you'll be staying, Miss Gilbert, down the street.
Oh, and it's a welcome sight, Mr. Adams.
Hey, is this flipper that tiring or the company just boring?
No, the train ride was dusty and aggravating. Seemed to go on forever.
Well, I'm glad it's that, anyhow.
Oh, I'm grateful for this flipper and the company.
Thank you, ma'am. You know, when Mr. Grant asked me to meet his secretary...
He's duck hunting this afternoon, you said.
Yeah. I didn't know she was young and beautiful.
My turn. Thank you, sir.
Well, why, I'd have obliged him no matter how you turned out. I owe Mr. Grant a lot, Miss Gilbert.
You do?
Hey, you know, for a retired lawyer, that old boy knows more tricks than I ever heard of. And they're all legitimate. Well, your hotel, the town's best... the town's only. No doorman, no bellhops, and no reason for you to mind that, seeing you haven't any luggage anyway.
Oh, I do hope they'll send it on the next train.
Yeah, we ought to sue them for delaying it in the first place. Oh, watch it here. Those steps have seen better days.
You say Mr. Grant has, that you owe him a lot.
Oh, yeah, you see, I'm a lawyer, Miss Gilbert, also candidate for mayor.
Oh, I see.
And to be perfectly honest, before your boss started giving me pointers, I was getting my ears pinned back on both scores. Oh, he'll tell you about it himself. Desk's over this way. Oh, hello, Swade.
Bill Adams. Well, well, well.
Any coolness in Mr. Swade's manner, Miss Gilbert, is easily explained. He's one of Mayor Connison's boys.
All right now, Adams, all right.
I'd like a room, please, by the day.
No baggage?
Baggage? Oh, wait,
Miss Gilbert's baggage got lost, Swade.
Oh, sure.
And why the smirk?
I don't register women without baggage in my hotel, Adams.
Oh, but let me explain.
So suppose you show this lady out.
Why, you
take yourself with her.
You hopeless, fat-headed idiot.
Let go my coat.
You apologize to the lady, understand?
Oh.
Yeah. Now you'll listen to her explanation. And then you'll give her the best room you've got and say thanks to me for bringing her here.
I tell you what I'll say to you, Adams. I'll say you've gone too far. Nobody pushes Roscoe Swade around. And when they try it, they learn to be sorry. Mighty fast, they learn to be sorry.
Judge Hockley speaking. Oh, yes, Swade. Well? Oh, is that so? Mayor Connison will be mighty pleased with you, Roscoe. Assault and battery, hey? A girl book, too? Yeah, I see. Well, now, Adams may want to get in touch with me. Tell the sergeant to say I can't be reached anywhere. I'm out of town. Yeah, that's right, Roscoe. Overnight.
Swade?
Oh, good evening, Mr. Grant, and good hunting, I see.
Tell the chef I'll want these for dinner tomorrow night. My key, please.
Yes, sir.
What room have you put Miss Gilbert in?
Miss Gilbert?
Yeah, my secretary. I expected her today. Bill Adams was to have met her.
Your secretary, Mr. Grant?
Yes, yes, Lucy Gilbert. She must be registered.
Well, now, she tried to she was here.
Yes.
But there was a little trouble.
Trouble?
Well, it was a misunderstanding, Mr. Grant. You see, the girl, the young lady, she had no baggage and...
Where is she now?
With Bill Adams, sir, in the county jail.
In the county jail, Mr. Swade? You have made just possibly the most disastrous mistake in your entire career, sir. I believe you will discover that very soon.
An explosion appears to be in order. We'll be on hand to hear it when it takes place. Act two of the MGM Theater of the Air presentation starring Edward Arnold. The time on a clock is an elastic. The seconds snap past when things are going right, but stretch to an eternity when there is anticipation in abeyance. John Josephus Grant is angry. John Josephus Grant, Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, cannot wait. He is impatient for an injustice to be righted. There is tension, and the chatter of a talkative chambermaid doesn't help to ease that tension either.
I'll be as quick as possible here, sir.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Have your bed made up and your room straightened before they come.
How's that?
Your company. keep looking toward the door restless-like, like you was expecting company.
Well, I am. They should have been released by this time.
Beg pardon, sir.
Huh? Oh, I'm in the way?
Marching back and forth between the bed and the window does sort of interfere with my work, sir.
Well, I'm sorry.
Have you got the time, sir?
The time? Oh, just a moment. Yes, it's 8:10.
Well, there you are. Beg your pardon, sir.
I'll just step over here completely out of the way. You seem to be annoyed by the time, the hour.
Well, sir, wouldn't you be? Since 7 this morning. If Mr. Swade had hired a couple of more chambermaids. But no, not Mr. Swade. Not that one. Oh, tuck it in at the foot. It's too short at the head.
Well, the sheet's too small.
Would you mind, sir? Step here a minute.
Yes.
Now, you tug on that side of the sheet while I drag on this. One, two, three.
Well, it is on the skimpy side, isn't it?
Skimpy ain't the word for it.
Well, this is about the best I can do over here.
Thank you, sir. I told Mr. Swade, I told him every sheet and pillowcase in this hotel is the same way. But does he listen to me? Not him.
Well, tell him you're recruiting aid from the guests. It may impress him.
Not that one. Now, the pillowcase, it'll fit like the skin to a sausage. You'll see.
Come in. Well, Miss Gilbert, Mr. Adams.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Grant.
Hello, sir. Whatever strings you pulled, thanks.
When Mr. Swade discovered Lucy here was my secretary, he was most anxious to rectify his error. I'm sorry I couldn't meet you at the station, Mr.
Well,
Gilbert.
So am I, sir.
However, your introduction to Crown Port seems to have been most spectacular. Hmm? Mm. Sit down, both of you.
Thank you. Beg pardon, sir.
That's about
the best I can do with what I got to work with.
Oh, thank you.
I hope you sleep well, sir, but I doubt it. Good night.
You know, it's the nature of man to worry whether about the state of the world or the size of sheets and pillowcases. Well, come on. Tell me, what happened?
It was all my fault, sir.
Oh, no, it wasn't at all.
The boys are starting to use brass knuckles in this campaign. That's the long and short of it.
They put my secretary in jail because you're running for mayor? Young man, that doesn't make sense.
Well, look. I win 3 cases in a row before Harkley. Every one of them against one of Mayor Connison's stooges, right?
Right.
Well, it makes a good impression around town. Connison wouldn't like that. So he primes his friends. So help me, sir, I'd swear to this. He primes his friends to frame me. Of course, Miss Gilbert's involvement was accidental, not really important at all.
Miss Gilbert's involvement is a matter of very great importance to me, sir.
Well, sure, to me too, sir, but I meant it wasn't a part of this private all for Crownport for all fight.
Mr. Grant.
Yes.
Mr. Adams is right.
Hey, we've been in jail together. Call me Bill.
This fight is private, local. It mustn't concern you. You're on your vacation, sir.
I know that.
Well?
This fellow Swade and Connison and his friends are getting a little too high-handed, that's all.
The City Hall crowd's been high-handed for a long time, sir. It's nothing new.
It's new when it concerns me.
I still say...
Miss Gilbert, do you recall a comment of mine about waiting with dry feet?
Waiting with...
Yes.
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, I've been splashed. It's a shock, but it's not altogether unpleasant.
What is this? Splashed, waiting, dry feet?
Well, I also observed, Miss Gilbert, that no one has been willing to fight with me for a long time.
Yes, I know.
Well, don't you see? Here in Crownport, I found somebody who wants to. Don't you see?
Yes, I guess I do. I certainly see that there's no use arguing.
Young man, you're in this election to beat Connison and with him his entire crowd, is that right?
That's right, sir.
Well, the decks are stacked against you. Decks are always stacked against the outsider. But I think we can play an honest hand and take the pot if you're game.
Oh, I'm game, sir. At the moment, a little beat, but I'm game.
Good boy. You do exactly as I say. Now go out and get a couple of yardsticks somewhere.
Yardsticks?
Yardsticks, Mr. Grant.
Don't parrot me. Bring them back here. And register for the night.
Wait a minute.
Lucy, what floor has Swade put you on?
The third, just above this.
All right, Bill, you get yourself a room on the fourth floor. When you check in, call me. And don't forget the yardsticks, do you understand?
Well, no, sir, not at all, but I'm on my way.
Desk clerk. Call for 7:30? Yes, Mrs. Appleby.
Henry, watch this.
What's what, Mr. Swade?
The register shows Bill Adams in 413.
That's right, Mr. Swade.
Bill Adams here?
Yeah, he came back about a half hour ago.
Came back?
While you were out. You remember when he brought the girl here?
Yes.
Not this afternoon. Tonight. When they got out of jail.
All right, Henry.
Sir?
I'd prefer not to be reminded of that mistake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see what you mean. The complaint you swore out against him comes up in court tomorrow morning, don't it?
Yes.
Well, Adams and this girl, Mr. Grant's secretary, were with the old geezer for just a few minutes. Then Adams comes tearing down, grinning like an ape.
Grinning?
Like an ape. He's back in nothing flat, grinning still more, and asked for a room on four. Oh, yeah. He had a suitcase, a book, and a couple of yardsticks.
Say, they're up to something. Grinning. What was that, yardsticks?
Yes, sir. Two of them.
Two yardsticks?
Sure. You know, to measure 36 inches, 3 feet.
Henry, I know what a yardstick is.
Well, he had two of them.
But what did he bring them for?
I didn't ask him, Mr. Swade. He paid for the room in advance.
You're up to something. I knew it. You said he had a book, too?
Yeah, a law book, it looked like. You know, one of them big, thick, fierce-looking things.
Two yardsticks in a law book. Henry, I don't like that. I don't like...
Oh, hey, excuse me, Mr. Swain. Hey, this is Adams calling now from 413. Desk clerk.
What's he want?
Yes, sir. He wants to talk to that girl in 311, Miss Gilbert.
Give me one of those earphones, quick.
Hello?
Lucy?
Yes, Bill.
Six here, in between.
That checks.
Look. Tell Grant he was absolutely right. It's 9 and 2.
I'll tell him. Good night, Bill.
9 and 2? 9 and 2 what?
Sounds like a cold, don't it? Uh-oh. 311. That's the girl.
See, what are they up to anyway?
Desk clerk. Yes, ma'am. Now she wants the old geezer's room.
The earphones.
Yes?
Mr. Grant, Bill says you're absolutely right. It is 9 and 2.
I thought as much. What about the other?
That's 7 and a half.
And?
2 and 1/8. With 6 between.
Well, that does it, Lucy. Lucy?
Yes, Mr. Grant?
Did you ever see a man turn green?
See a man turn green?
Yes.
No, I don't believe I have, sir.
Well, you will tomorrow morning in court. You will, Lucy.
I saw a guy turn green once on a boat. He was awful sick.
Good night, Henry.
Mr. Swade, who do you think they were talking about just now?
I don't know, but I have an idea.
Yeah?
I have an idea they were talking about me.
Court's now in session. Swade versus Gilbert and Adams.
Our friend, Swade, Mr. Swade, seems very nervous.
He has reason to be.
When I mentioned the suit for false arrest, he almost swallowed his tongue.
Yes, I saw it.
Silence in the court. Well, Mr. Swade?
Your Honor, I move you throw my complaint out.
The complaint against Miss Gilbert, Mr. Swade?
Trying to get off the hook.
And Adams, too, Your Honor. We settled it out of court by ourselves.
You mean both of them? Well, case dismissed.
All right, Bill, now.
Yes, sir. He's being served the papers.
Here, Bill, don't forget the package.
Oh, thanks.
Say, what's this? What is this?
Relax, Roscoe. We're just getting started. This is another suit.
Will the counselor explain this procedure?
Your Honor, I find that in the management of this hotel, Mr. Swade is guilty of violating several important laws.
Here now, wait a minute.
What are the charges, precisely?
I brought the evidence with me, Your Honor.
In that brown paper bag? What do you mean?
Now, look here, Bill Adams. If this is one of your smart aleck tricks, That there's one of my own sheets from my hotel.
And one of your pillowcases, Mr. Swade. Also standard in your hotel.
Your Honor, according to the hotel laws of this state, 1909, Section 52, all beds in hotels, hostelries, inns, and lodging houses shall be provided with sheets not less than 9 feet in length.
What?
This sheet, Your Honor, is 7 1/2 feet. Furthermore, all pillowcases shall be 4 feet in length. This, Your Honor, is 2 1/2 feet. Furthermore...
It's a trick! They planned it last night, right under my nose.
Furthermore, the same reference clearly states there shall be 2 feet between twin beds. There wasn't half a foot between the beds in my room.
Mr. Adams...
I couldn't bring the beds as evidence, Your Honor, but I do have witnesses to attest to my veracity.
Mr. Adams, let me see that reference.
Yes, sir.
Adams, so help me, you'll regret this.
Will the court warn the defendant that threats and intimidation are punishable by law?
Wait, be quiet. And don't you tell me how to run the court, Mr. Adams. The law provides a fine of $50.
For each offense.
For each offense.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Swade, are you prepared to face these charges at this time?
Well, I guess, Your Honor.
Do you plead guilty?
Yes.
Then pay the clerk. Court is recessed for 30 minutes.
Well, nicely done, Counselor.
Oh, Bill, you were wonderful.
What do you mean? The law is wonderful. Look, there. Hockley's going into his chambers.
And Swade's edging over that way.
A council of war is in order, I should say, and unless I miss my guess, it'll be attended by Mayor Connison. Bill, you've got them worried.
Oh, you mean we've got them worried, sir.
Well, coach can plan a game, but he can't carry the ball. Well, what now? Well,
I'd say a celebration's in order.
Well, can you have a proper celebration this early in the day?
Well, what time is it anyhow?
Just 11.
Well, sure you can, Lucy. Hey, there's a wonderful place out on Border Road. We can drive out, have lunch, and...
Oh, that's a fine idea. You kids go ahead.
Oh, but...
It's still early, and I did come to Crown Port to do some duck hunting, remember?
Oh, it won't be a celebration without you, sir.
Oh, I think it will. You sure heard it's entirely possible to have a proper celebration early, late, any time, if you've got something to celebrate. So get along with you now. Get along with you.
Thank you, Tom.
Judge, I tell you, it was a mistake to call those hooligans to your office.
You might have
sign to. Sign of overconfidence, to say the least.
But you wanted action in a hurry.
We've got to get action in a hurry.
You know, that's what I'm saying, Jim. If it's going to come off this afternoon, I had to talk to them this morning. And there wasn't any place to do that except my office.
All right, Judge, all right.
Howdy, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, hello, Ben. Hello, Ben. How's the family?
Fine, Mr. Mayor. Couldn't be better.
Oh, I hate to do this to Adams, Judge. I really do.
But you said...
Oh, it's necessary. It's necessary. It's got to be. But violence. It's against my nature. You know that.
Yeah, sure, Jim.
Politics places a heavy load on a man, Judge. A heavy load. Now, if this young whippersnapper... What's the matter?
There. Coming this way.
Well, good morning, Mr. Grant.
Good morning.
Going hunting, Mr. Grant?
I hope to, yes.
Well, I suppose you've tried the Sewell Marshes east of town.
Yes, I have. I was arrested there.
Oh, really?
And fined $100.
You know the law, Mr. Grant. Sometimes it seems stringent, but we can't permit ignorance to be an excuse, you know.
Yeah. Well, I've had my best luck west of town, Mr. Connison, on the Greenbanks. I'm going there now.
Well, I'm glad we ran into you, Mr. Grant.
Oh, why?
Well, a couple of reasons. As mayor, I have, a sense of community responsibility toward strangers to make them feel welcome, so to speak.
You needn't, as far as I'm concerned.
And I've wanted to talk with you about young Adams.
What about young Adams?
You two seem to have hit it off pretty well.
Well, I think he's a friend of mine, if that's what you mean.
A rash young man, Bill Adams. Right, Judge?
Oh, very rash, and I'm in position to vouch for that.
Inclined to leap first and look afterward, Mr. Grant.
Yes, very much inclined to do just that.
Gentlemen, you asked me if I were going hunting.
What?
I said I was. But I won't have time unless I get along. Good morning, gentlemen.
Mr. Adams, you were so right.
I am sometimes. What about?
It was a wonderful lunch and a wonderful drive. Really a pretty all-round wonderful celebration.
Yeah, it sure was, wasn't it?
Oh, Bill, watch that light.
Oh, sorry. fine thing to get a traffic violation ticket the day before election.
Well, you could always say that you had your constituents on your mind.
Yeah, I could, but be more truthful to admit that a beautiful girl was on my mind. Oh, look, Lucy,
Yes?
If I'm elected mayor...
When you're elected mayor?
All right, when I'm elected mayor, do you think... I mean, could you imagine yourself living here in Crownport?
Oh, I think Crownport's a wonderful little town, Bill. It has red traffic lights and green traffic lights.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I guess the town's all right, isn't it? I never noticed before particularly. It's okay. Well, maybe not in a class with Washington, D.C., but...
Well, put that another way, and Washington, D.C. isn't in a class with Crownport. It depends on your point of view.
Well, I mean, you've got a good job there. Guess you're pretty important to the old-timer, huh? Mr. Grant.
Some ways, I guess I am.
Hey, what's he do anyhow? Exactly. Said he hasn't practiced law in 20 years.
Yes, but isn't it wonderful how much of it he knows?
It sure is. Tell you this, if it wasn't for old Joe Grant, I wouldn't stand a chance of winning that election tomorrow.
Mayor Adams. Mayor William Adams.
Hey, look, Lucy. Probably I ought to wait to say this till we're out of traffic.
Yes, it might be safer.
Maybe I won't have the nerve then.
Bill.
What's the matter?
Isn't that your office down the street?
Well, sure, next block. Hey!
They're moving all the furniture out onto the sidewalk.
Wait a minute! Wait a minute! Hey, what do you think you're doing with that star?
Bill, be careful, wait!
Oh, Lucy,
Bill.
Lucy!
Oh, Mr. Brad, oh, I'm so glad you're here.
But I just got here.
Well, what are they doing to Bill?
Well, I don't know, Lucy. Duck scarcer than hen's teeth today. I gave up, came back, and walked into this.
Bill, what's it all about?
Hey, I'm being evicted. Some trumped-up charge. My landlord's a friend of Swade's, and Connison's behind me.
And today's the day before election, and this will embarrass you.
Sure, it's a put-up job. It's too neat. The electric service is already cut off.
Well, just keep your head, Bill.
Keep your head if it's still good for anything, Adams.
All right, pipe down, you.
Bill, be careful.
Mayor Adams. City Hall on a curb stool.
I said pipe down.
They're looking for a fight, Bill. They've got rocks in their heads.
I'm tired of being pushed around by Connison or by his hired stooges. If you guys are looking for trouble, you come
they
to the
They intend to use those rocks, Lucy. Look out!
Next time we won't miss, Adams. Better clear out.
I'm going after Bill.
Mr. Grant, don't. Stay back.
What, with a fight starting and something to fight for?
We warned you, Adams. You're asking for it.
I haven't been in a real scrape since... Oh!
Mr. Grant! Mr. Grant! Oh, somebody! Bill! Somebody get a doctor! Quick!
Accidents can be trifling or it can be consequential. Whichever is the case with Stranger in Town, we learn in a moment. Now, Act Three in the MGM Theater of the Air, starring Edward Arnold in Stranger in Town. It would be front page news when the Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States is the victim of a street riot. But the item is tucked somewhere among the want ads when the justice doffs his gown and judicial demeanor and becomes plain Joe Grant, Stranger in Town, occupation duck hunting. Well, it's a great day for ducks when Lucy Gilbert arrives at the hospital, the only caller Joe Grant has had.
All right, Miss Gilbert, you can go in now.
Thank you. Oh, Mr. Grant.
Oh, hello, Lucy.
How are you, sir?
I'm mad. Where's Bill?
He's in jail. They're holding him on $15,000 bail, inciting to riot.
He didn't incite to riot. Those hired cops did. This is outrageous.
Oh, please, don't get up.
Get up, I am up. Lucy, we've got to find Judge Hockley.
Well, Bill tried to call him from jail.
And as usual, Hockley stands alongside his phone and whispers to a flunky, he's out. We'll see about that. Here, help me into my coat.
All right. There's a rally in about an hour.
How's that?
A rally for Mayor Connison. Hockley will be sure to be there, on the speaker's platform, probably.
We'll find him before then.
Are you going to tell him, sir? Who you really are, I mean.
If I have to. I'm going to get that boy out of jail, Lucy.
It's beginning to look as if he's trying to fight the Connison crowd alone. Except for you, Mr. Graves.
Oh, the people are behind Bill, Lucy. But you can't follow a man if he's kept out of sight, discredited.
And that's Connison's game, of course.
Of course. Jimmy, you're fond of him, aren't you?
Connison?
You know who I'm talking about.
Well, yes, sir.
And I'm a fool, of course.
Sir?
I helped this young man, and what happened?
He gets out of jail.
No, I lose the best secretary I ever had. Well, come on.
To Judge Hartley's?
To Judge Hartley's, then to the jail, and then to Mayor Connison's rally. That, Miss Gilbert, should be mighty interesting.
Miss? Oh, it's you.
Well, imagine Mr. Swade playing butler for Judge Hartley.
He should be in livery, eh, Miss?
With velvet knee breeches, Mr. Grant.
I stopped by to call for the judge.
Why, so did we.
We're due at the rally. He won't have time to...
He'll see us.
Now, wait a minute. He's out. He's not here.
Mr. Swade, you said he was not 1 minute ago.
Well, I mean, we're late already, you see.
And you'll be later, Mr. Swade.
What's going on here, Roscoe? Oh, it's you, Mr. Grant.
It is I.
And your secretary.
Oh, we're so glad you were home, Judge Hartley.
I tried to tell him we're on our way to Jim's rally.
Judge, I want to talk to you.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Grant. I haven't any time to give you right now.
I'm afraid you'll have to find time.
Now, see here.
Do be quiet, Mr. Swade. Judge, just listen.
Judge Hartley, acting on my rights as a citizen, I demand that you swear out warrants for the arrest of Mr. Swade. And Major Connison.
What?
Are you crazy? On what charges?
Conspiracy, abuse of public office, and signing to riot.
Judge's off his head.
Shut up, Roscoe. Grant, I don't know what gave you the idea you could push your way into my house and order me around.
Hockley, I suggest you come with us to the county jail. Have Bill Adams released and sign those warrants.
You're crazy.
I don't forget the others, Mr. Grant. You know.
Oh, yes. And also a couple of more warrants for some hoodlums. I've got their name.
You old fool. Do you realize I can have you arrested for disturbing the peace?
Oh, let's postpone that, Judge. Miss Gilbert, Mr. Swade, will you excuse us a moment?
Here, you let go of my arm.
What's this room across the hall? Your den? Well, that's just a place to beard a roaring lion in his den.
So what's come over that old fool? He seemed like a nice, quiet sort of a... Is he gone off his head?
Oh, no. No, nothing like that.
Well, he won't get away with it. You know that, don't you? A warrant for my arrest?
And Mayor Connison's.
Why, when Hartley gets through with him, what he'll tell your boss, young woman, he won't forget for many a day.
Yes, I suppose I should be worried.
You can say that again. Mm. Beard a lion, he says. And it's the truth. Why, one time I saw Judge Hockley get so all-fired mad, he...
Oh, Miss Gilbert, Judge Hockley has changed his mind.
Oh, I'm so glad.
He'll be only too happy to release our friend, Mr. Adams, in time to attend Mayor Connison's rally.
Judge, you gone loco?
And he has seen, shall we say, the light of justice's sword, and agreed to sign those warrants. Am I correct, Judge Hartley?
No,
Hey, what's the matter with him? He looks funny.
Not funny, Mr. Swade. Just surprised. Ask him to tell you about it sometime. And now, Miss Gilbert and gentlemen, shall we be on our way?
But I still don't see how he did it.
Don't ask questions, Bill. Just drive.
Okay, okay.
Mr. Grant wants to get to Mayor Connison's rally before it's over.
They still following us? Yeah. What are you laughing at?
Mr. Swade. He looks so sort of stunned at that wheel, with Mr. Grant beside him like a storm cloud, yeah. And Judge Hartley in the rumble seat like a wax statue.
He must know something.
What?
Mr. Grant must know something about Judge Hartley.
Now, on the contrary, Judge Hartley knows something about Mr. Grant.
What? A
Now, look, Lucy, what?
Bill, you were in jail.
I sure was.
24 hours before election.
I was caught.
And Mr. Grant got you out.
And had Harkley sign a warrant for the arrest of Mayor Connison. Sure. All that happens before you can say Timothy Timbuktu, and I'm not supposed to ask questions.
That's right, darling.
Well, it seems to me that... Hey.
What's the matter?
You called me darling.
Oh, Bill, slow up.
You did. You distinctly said...
We'll have to park right along here.
What? Oh. Huh?
Looks as though everybody in town who owns a car is at the mayor's rally.
Yeah. Well, here's a good place.
Bill.
Uh-huh?
We've got to have a talk about us.
Oh, we sure do. You know what that did to me when you
but
called me?
But later.
Oh.
We'll talk about us later when this is over. We've got a fight to finish first.
Yeah, we have. Lucy, does he know what he's doing? Mr. Grant, I mean?
Oh, yes.
But a warrant for Connison's arrest.
Bill, Mr. Grant is practically the only one around here who does know what he's doing. Hey, come on, they're waiting for us to start the fireworks.
And believe me, my friends, I've watched Bill Adams like a father watching his own son, hoping and praying he was a man to succeed me. Now I know he's not. I invited him to this rally to debate with me the great issues of this election. And where is he? This very minute, ladies and gentlemen, when he should be here to meet me face to face, where will you find Bill Adams? I'll tell you where.
You'll find him right here if you look for him.
Well, he set up a fine entrance for you, Bill.
Yeah, come on.
After you, Mr. Swade.
Okay, now.
And you, Judge Harkley.
Yes.
Adams, if you came here expecting to break up this rally.
You invited me, Mr. Mayor. You said so yourself.
Harkley, what does this mean? He was supposed to
in
be...
In jail, Mr. Mayor? I was, but justice let me out.
Harkley, did you let him out?
Go ahead, Judge Harkley. Tell him.
Mr. Mayor,
Roscoe, what's the matter with him?
I don't know, Jim. He's been like this ever since we...
You shut up, Roscoe Swade. Mr. Mayor, Jim, we've got a warrant out for your arrest.
And for the arrest of Swade and the three of your hired toughs.
Why, you young... Of all the... What are the charges?
Jim, believe me, you'd better come along.
I demand to know the charges here and now. Before this assembled multitude of Crown Court citizens.
No, Jim, no.
The charges are abuse of public office, conspiracy, and inciting to riot.
Just a moment.
He thinks you're bluffing, Bill.
Well, I'm not sure I'm not. I'm not sure of anything.
My friends, I've been accused here before you all by a man who thinks I'll back down from a bluff. Well, he don't know Jim Connison.
Pompous fool.
I'm calling his bluff.
And stupid, too.
As mayor of this town, I got the right by law to call a special hearing. And I do.
Oh, Jim.
Don't collapse, Judge. Don't collapse. You'll preside at this hearing. You'll need your strength.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I call a special hearing for tonight. So the issues will be clear when you go to the polls to vote tomorrow.
Mr. Grant, I think Jim... Mayor Connison, he'll want me to go along with him.
No, we go out this way, Judge.
But he's signaling...
You stay with me, Judge. I wouldn't want you to prejudice the mayor's testimony. And you might, you know. It's just barely possible. You might.
And so, Mr. Mayor, this gentleman, Mr. Grant, has obtained confessions from the... From the hoodlums.
Well, it's outrageous. It's a pack of lies.
Judge Harkley.
Jim. Mr. Mayor, you'll have to moderate your tone. This is a court of law. These men have told Mr. Grant that, acting on your orders, they started the riot this morning in order to make possible Mr. Adams' arrest. They've sworn to these facts because of this, Mr. Grant has been able to demand a warrant for your arrest.
Mr. Grant demanded a warrant? A man who doesn't even live in our town? A meddling old fool who does nothing but shoot ducks and start trouble?
Jim, don't say
I'll
that.
I'll say anything I please.
Oh, I hate to see the old boy involved in this.
I wouldn't worry about the old boy now, darling.
I demand to know who this man is. Who is this Joe Grant?
Jim, do yourself a favor. Don't ask.
Well, I'd be glad to answer, Judge.
All right.
Where are you from, Grant?
Washington, D.C.
Jim, please, no more questions. Mr. Grant...
Oh, shut up! I'll ask all the questions I want to ask. Grant, by what right do you dare interfere in the affairs of this town? By what right?
By my right, Mr. Connison, as a citizen of this country.
Well, the fault.
Shut up, Jim.
What?
Just shut up. Let him talk.
I thank you, Your Honor. I am a stranger in town, but your town being in a country that belongs to all of us, I don't feel I'm a stranger in this matter at all. You see, we're partners, really. Partners in something called democracy.
Say, he's all right.
Hush, darling.
When men elected to public office anywhere in the democracy abuse that office, when they attempt to deceive, corrupt, and intimidate the people who put them into office, then the entire structure of our democracy is endangered.
That's right. He's right.
Yes, sirree. Mister, you set him out.
Government of the people. Government of the people, by the people, and for the people means one thing. Government free, uncorrupted, united, and in the hands, everlastingly in the hands, of the people. That, Mr. Connison, is why a stranger in town dares interfere in the affairs of justice in town. You asked me, sir, where I'm from. I told you. You also asked, who is this Joe Grant?
I'd like to know that myself.
Well, it's coming, Bill.
I'll tell you that, too, sir. I am John Josephus Grant, Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States.
What?
John Josephus. Oh.
Bill. Oh, somebody, quick. A man here is fainted. Yes, sir. Let me fix the collar of your robe.
Oh, thank you, Lucy. Now, when court adjourns, you come up to my chambers. Well?
Huh? Oh, sir? I wasn't listening.
What were you so nervous about?
Me? I'm not nervous.
Lucy, stop fussing with that collar.
Over there. It's all right now.
Lucinda, go. Do you take this man to be your lover?
I beg your pardon, sir?
I'm rehearsing the lines for the ceremony. I stayed up all night trying to learn them.
Well, maybe I am at that.
What?
Come to think of it,
maybe you am. You are what?
Nervous, sir.
Oh, well, that's not surprising. You're being married today, Mayor Adams, by an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court.
Whenever you say that, sir, I feel faint.
Justice Grant, you're sweet to do this for us.
Ah, you hear that? This girl resigned once because of my bad disposition.
Oh, but you've changed, sir.
No, I've had a vacation. If I come to Crown Port next year, I don't suppose I'll be considered a stranger.
Oh, I should say not.
Yeah, then don't count on me coming. Bill, I'll give you a tip.
Yes?
Always spend your vacations where there are ducks and you're a stranger. It gives you a chance to get acquainted. And that, believe me, can be one of the best experiences you'll ever enjoy.
Edward and I will be back in just a moment. It's customary, Mr. Arnold, to exchange a few words after these performances.
Well, let's not violate the custom, Howard. What words have you to exchange?
Mostly words of praise, a comment here, a question there. How many years have you been in pictures?
Oh, that's like asking a woman her age. Almost as many years as there have been pictures, I guess.
You virtually came in with Edison.
Oh, no, that's a little too far back. But I'll probably go out like a light.
Not at all. Your star is incandescent and constant.
You just picked up my option, Howard.
We all liked you in The Hucksters, Command Decision, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, to name a few.
To name a few MGM pictures.
Well, there's method in our madness. This is the MGM Theater, you know.
Yes, and I like the MGM Theater, the MGM Studio. I'm a booster.
Well, Mr. Arnold, we're a booster for you, not only as a distinguished artist, but as a man who has devoted his time to helping other artists. We salute your services in the Screen Actors Guild, the USO Camp Shows, the Hollywood Permanent Charities, and many other organizations.
Well, you're very kind, Howard.
The tiny verbal medal we offer is nothing.
Thank you, and good night.
Edward Arnold appeared by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor picture, That Forsyte Woman, starring Errol Flynn, Greer Garson, Walter Pidgeon, and Robert Young. Fran Lafferty was heard as Lucy Gilbert and Joe Conway as Bill Adams. Original music composed and conducted by Joel Herron. The program was directed by Marks B. Loeb and produced by Raymond Katz.